Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Also going to be talking about, and I guess we could jump right into it right now, about Russia. I mean, you know, we've been hearing a lot in the news about Russia. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Putin, Vladimir Putin, the prime minister or president of Russia, for the second time in a row, he's been listed in Forbes as the most powerful man in the world.
Mm. In the world.
In the world. Usually, that place has been single-handedly, oftentimes, given to the president of the United States, whoever the president is, because he is the president of, you know, this lone superpower in the world and a great country. Mm-hmm. But not in the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And so we've seen Russia flex a little bit in Ukraine, get involved in Syria. And we're hearing a lot about them here in the news. And you would think that, man, you know, Russia's on the rise right now and their economy, you know, is, they must be doing something right. Well, I came across an interesting article that may give you a deeper perspective into the finances of Russia and what's going on over there. Did you know things that make you go, The company Apple, who, you know, makes the iPhones and the iPads and the Mac computers and all those different things that we're familiar with, is the largest, most profitable company right now in the world. Did you know that Apple, the one company that is, you know, based in the United States, founder was Steve Jobs, you know, Tim Cook is the president CEO, Apple is worth more. Apple. Not Apple, Walmart, you know, Bloomberg. Apple.
By itself
is worth more than Russia's entire stock market.
What?
Apple. Listen, these iPhones matter. I mean, they matter. Right now, Apple is worth $652 billion, while Russia...
That's a B.
Is worth $531 billion. Mm. Crazy. Bloomberg was the first to come up with these calculations. And what they said was, this is nuts, that if you were to sell the Apple product, you know, the Apple company, that you would have enough money left over to buy every single person in Russia an iPhone 6. not you know, you'd have plenty of money left over. I mean, this is crazy. And yet, there are a lot of other factors that, you know, play into this. And one of the things now that you're seeing oil prices go down extremely low, the Moscow Times is reporting that this is really going to affect Russia and has affected them because the price of oil has gone down. I mean, right now they were saying that the price of oil couldn't go below $80, that was the end point, and now it's trading at $78 per barrel, something like that, in their production. And in 2015, it's expected to go down to $65 per barrel, right? I mean, whatever, per barrel production, right? But here's the deal, that Russia's budget over the next 3 years is based off of oil selling at $100
really?
A barrel. And that's 50%. That represents 50% of their economy.
Oh, wow.
So one report says that Russia, you know, their bottom line, it can't go below $75 per barrel. If it does, that Russia is going to be in a serious, serious, serious place, which, you know, causes you to think and really gets you to start understanding that, you know, Russia has to sell this oil at a certain price. It just has to, because they're not going to have any money. And so don't be surprised that we start seeing some things happen militarily as a result of that. It's just, I mean, you just keep your eyes on the Middle East, keep your eyes on Russia and pray. But it kind of is interesting how oftentimes always comes down to money. And enjoy the cheap gas for a while, but it's not going to be. The other thing too is that the United States is producing a, you know, greater number amount of oil too, and, you know, different things are just happening. But, you know, we want to be prayerful, because, you know, oftentimes we can just see things happening and we just discredit it and we say, okay, we just have cheap gas for a while, but we don't understand the things that are happening behind the scenes. Right. Yeah, we don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden it's like $3.50 and now we're at war and all this type of things. Listen, Russia is not going to sit idly by. They're not going to just, you know, lay down, if you will. They're going to continue to stick their head and their nose and their business and their military in places that they shouldn't be in. And we want to be able to be watchful. We want to be prayerful. And we want to be informed. Mm-hmm. We want to be informed and learn as best as we can. I mean, we're learning out loud together so that we know how to pray with wisdom. So we know how to educate others and be aware of what's happening. And also look at Israel. I mean, right now there's still continual talks, and this is kind of, you know, God's news behind the news and trying to bring a biblical perspective to some of the things that we're seeing in the news. But, you know, don't close your eyes on Israel. Don't close your eyes on what's happening in Iran. They're talking about extending now these talks so that they can kind of close some sort of a deal regarding, you know, this uranium enrichment, these nuclear stuff that's going on. And and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said time and time again, listen, no deal is better than a bad deal. And so we don't want a bad deal where Iran continues to produce this uranium that we know. I mean, my goodness, they have said they want to destroy Israel. And we just can't be ignorant of these things. We want to be prayerful and watchful, and so that we can, you know, make sure that we pray for the apple of God's eye. If you do anything, listen, pray for the apple of God's eye. And if we stand for our Jewish brothers and sisters, maybe, just maybe, there'll be somebody who'll stand with us. When we get back from this break, we're going to jump right into the opportunity to talk about the great blessing we have to express our thanks, our gratitude, and our appreciation to the awesome God that we serve, the Lord Jesus Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.